reaching into his wallet. It's good. He's going the right direction. You're going the right direction. You're going into the wallet.
Simon Shin Sarivot, Hilchus Tchumen. So the first Simon deals with Din Arba Amos Yesh L'chol Odom B'Shabbos. A person automatically gets four Amos. Okay, so we start off with a halacha like this. Sifal, Shvu Ish Tachtov. The Pasuk says, Parshas B'Shalach, Shvu Ish Tachtov. So Chazal derived from this Pasuk, either it's a deraisa drasha or it's a mirabonan drasha, an asmachta. Person always gets four amos. Now we saw this drasha before back in Simon Shin Memtes, that a person, even if he's standing versus a rabbi, he's allowed to carry within four amos. He's allowed to carry. There's no problem of carrying versus a rabbi within four amos. But now we're dealing with the issue of not some of carrying. We're dealing with the issue of a person traveling. So whenever we calculate a person's tchum, we first give him four amos, and then you count 2,000 amos from there. It also means a person goes out beyond the tchum, which he's not allowed to travel beyond the tchum. Once he does, he's stuck. He gets four amos. We calculate these four amos according to the person's own amma. The larger the person, the larger he gets. But if a person was a midget, we don't make him lose below the average. So either you have the average or more to pay if you're a larger person. An average, and we're talking about an amma which is 6 tvachim long. Okay. Ve'elu arba amos, madin loy meruvachis. So the Ramah adds 2 points. We measure them meruvachis. So there's 2 ways to measure amos. There's two ways to measure amos. One way is called meruvachis. One way is called mitzumsamos. So tzumsamos is that you measure an amma based on tvachim. There's 6 tvachim in an amma. So it's a fist. It can be a tight fist or it can be a loose fist. So a tight fist is called a mitzumsamos. And meruvachis is that it's going to be a looser fist. The difference with tibuch had before, the difference is not a tremendous amount. It's one etzba's worth, one finger's worth total per amma. So we measured it, but 4 ammas already, that's almost close to another tefach. Tefach is 4 etzba's. So it's an extra one. You get one more tefach. And behubem song, we calculate the 4 ammas. So we calculate them bem song. Now, what does it mean? So we say we put the guy in the middle, and you calculate 4 amos around him. So does it mean he gets 2 amos on each side? V'yesharim the mutal halach arba amos uchol tzad. He gets 4 amos in any direction. That's in regards to the law of walking beyond the tchum. A person walks past the tchum, so he gets a limit. He gets 4 amos, but the 4 amos can be in any direction. He can go 4 amos. But that which we had before in Simeshim Memtez regards to carrying, there you get 4 amos total. You don't get 4 amos in any every direction, but you do get a square. It's not a circle. In other words, you don't draw a circle with a person in the middle and then draw 2 amos in all directions, but rather we draw a square, which means he's going to gain the corners. So that's called the lachson is the hypotenuse. You're going to get the full hypotenuse from where he's going to go. You're going to get an extra amr, close to an amr in both ends, which is probably Simishim and Tess, like we explained before. So the guy with the loch of tchum, we're giving him a kula that he gets 4 amas in every direction, whereas in regards to the loch of carrying, the person can carry within 4 amas. You don't get that extra. You don't get 4 amas in both directions. You only get a total of 4 amas. Now, that is true, though. If a person is standing still and he wants to carry, he's just making one action of carrying, he could carry up to 4 amas, less than, up to but less than 4 amas in that direction. Okay. Mishaburus of Katan Aleph. Shu ish tachtov, mikan. Here's the chsiv tachtov. The pasuk says a person should sit shu ish, a person should place himself, tachtov, beneath himself. What does the word tachtov mean? It means you're allowed to sit kitachtov, like the area that would be under the person. If the person would be lying down, how much area would he cover? That's the area that you have to be able to place yourself in. So how much is that? Kuvo shalosh amos, a person's body, we assume, is 3 amos tall. Then he extends out his hands and feet, gives another an amma further beyond that. So that's four ammas. Like we explained before in Zim Shimon Tes, Ayin Shal B'Mishna Peru. So that was really, this drasha was mentioned earlier, but after Shom Mayra Linyan Tiltel, Ezechavit B'Shis Rambam, that drasha before was talking about the halach of carrying something in the B'Shis Rambam. And here we're discussing the halacha of a person who goes beyond the tchum, he gets four amos, he's allowed to walk in. Not discussing caring, we're discussing walking. So that the halacha, even if he went past the tchum, he gets these four amos. How do you know that? Because what was the pasuk saying? So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, listen, you people who went beyond the tchum, stay where you are. How much is where you are? Kitachta, what the area around you. Moshe said to those which went beyond the tchum, and he told them, stay where you are. And that word that we're saying means four amas. We calculate that gimel ba'amas shaloi. So, ayin le'el shimim tes, Mishnah Berurah said, cut and gimel. So, take a look at what I said over there. Mishnah Berurah says what I said over there before. That we calculated according to the person's according to each person how big he is. Okay, nanas bevor. If a person was now the person is a nanas bevor, he had small evor, which means he was an average sized person, but his arms were short. So you want to measure with an amma. An amma is from the person's elbow to the tip of his. Tallest finger, that's an amma. For him, that's going to end up being very small because he has a normal sized body but smaller arms. So it's learned Shakuva Benani Bazura Kotzer. I explained this before that we're talking about a person who, so we give him, that person, we give full size ammas. We give him the average size ammas. Benachanami, Mishabura is learning a person who is actually a midget will get four ammas of his own ammas. Right, so he'll get four amas of his own amas if his overall is small. In other words, his proportions are correct. The ratio is right, so that he gets. But if a person who's a full sized person, we don't make him lose because his arm is short. We calculate the meruvachas. Whether we're calculating each person's own personal amma, or we're calculating the average amma, both of these ammas that we're going to discuss, so are going to be meruvachas. But if you measure them with space, and not tightly, without the arba amas, we give him a square four amas. Now, how do you draw the square? I mean, you can draw the square as a diamond or as a square. It's the same thing. So how do you do it? You say, le'evr ponov shurotze le'elef. We calculate it. We give him the square according to the direction where he wants to go. So if you calculate it, we give him a diamond, basically. In other words, he's going to be able to walk from where he is all the way to the end of the square, the edge of the square, which means he's going to go a little furthest distance. So we're drawing the square. Now, he's facing this way. The square isn't this. The square is this. So he gets to go all the way to the tip.
1.4. Give him extra space.
You give him extra space. And that extra space will be an amma and 3/5. Because if it's 2/5 extra per amma, so 4 times that is 8, and the 8/5 is an amma and 3/5. So he gains, he can go 5.6 ammas. Now, the Ramah said, Behubem so'on. Mishabur says, Behubem so'on to'osar, but this is incorrect. The Mitzarach litu ze'achar tabas al chotzad, and kibosh adivar lefemet. So we these words of Hubem So'on belong. That's where the words Bem So'on belong. Like he's going to explain in the next Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so what's the argument to the two opinions?
5.6 is not 4. You've exceeded the 4, the general terminology.
Right, so we're giving him a square, though. And the point is, we're giving him, we say he has 4 amas in all directions, we create a box. And he can walk anywhere within the box.
4 amas as a radius, he's going 5.6. So you're exceeding the 4.
Correct. Right, that's the point. Right.
There's no basis to exceed the 4 in terms of definition. Arba Amos can't be 5.6. Arba Amos is...
Well, again, if you say that if we understand the law of Arba Amos is that it's a square, so by definition you're going to have to have more than 4 Amos somewhere in that square. We have two choices. Either you're going to have more than 4 Amos, or you're going to have a square which is
radius.
Which will have radius of 4, and you'll have, at the middle will get less than 4 Amos, but that's not true. That's not correct.
A circle will be 4 everywhere. A circle, you see, saying.
I understand, right. So, but once we accepted that the halacha is that it gets a box.
Where did the box come in when the straightforward definition was
4?
You take a 4 Amos string, you just. Maximum is a circle with a 4 amos radius.
Where did the halacha of a box come in?
How did they get?
It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. I don't remember how the Gemara decides that the halacha of a lafsona. So the two opinions. The first opinion says. So what is the difference between the Yesharim and the first opinion? So there we shana ein lo rak arba amos. According to the first opinion. He has 4 amas, loisa ruach sheberer, which means I'm going that way. So good, you get 4 amas that way. That's it. You get nothing in the other direction at all. Once you choose direction X, that's it. You can't change your mind and choose the opposite direction. Well, that's according to the first opinion. That's why the Mishnah takes out the word v'hu b'emson are incorrect. It's not v'hu b'emson, he's not in the middle. It's not two on each side. It's 4 amas in that direction, and that's all he gets. So that's why he takes out the words of Ben Saw. That's the first opinion. But they azu yesh lo arba amas lechov tzad siv v'sov. He gets a 4 amas in all directions. The hainu shmon al shmon. He really gets a total box of 8x8.
He can't execute the 8x8. The box is defined as 8x8, but he only gets 4.
He gets 4 at any given time.
In any direction.
Correct. Well,
the fact that the maximum reach, which he can't ever execute, is 8 amos doesn't matter. A person only gets up to 4.
Well, see, he can go that direction and go back, and then go this way.
That's a new calculation.
So
he could always go. If you say,
no, let's go according to the first opinion.
If a person can go 4 amos in any direction, the maximum place he could have been is 8 apart.
Correct.
From one extreme to the other.
Correct. Right. But according to the first opinion, he can go 4 amos in that direction and back to here. That's all he can go. He can't go anywhere else. Now, the second opinion says the chol tzad v'hu b'emso. So that, now that's where you put the words v'hu b'emso. So now he gets 4 amos in any direction and he's in the middle. That's the correct, that's where those words belong. Wherever direction he's standing, he has 4 amos in that direction. Say that again. From where he's standing, he gets 4 amas in each direction. This is who shmon al shmon, which is a total of shmon al shmon, which is a total of 8. Kemoshik savna. Rabbi Yerubah should cause the issues with Chodei Zulam Aysel. Yerubah passes, we can be samech on this opinion, that a person gets 8x8. It goes beyond the tchum, he gets 8x8.
When he moves and then he gets to the end of his 4 amas, then he has like a new box?
No.
As he goes, his box shrinks?
It doesn't shrink.
I mean, he goes through it.
He can't go beyond it.
He can go back the other way?
He can go back to where he came from. And he go back
but
beyond that. If he's here, he can go 4 amas this way and come back and keep going till here.
So he could technically walk
8 amas.
One 8 amas stretch.
Correct. He can go. He walked over here and stopped.
Just
and
not forward.
He can walk all the way back 8 amas, right? From his original point, he can walk 4.
Won't get him anywhere.
Well, yeah, he stays 4 within his 8 amas.
Right.
And again, it's a square. So it's you get you gain the corners. The Sharatzion, Mr. Parnas, the Sharatzion sort of asked your question. In Sivkot and Zion, he says, "We do the Chol Shirei Shabbos Hu Meruboyim Im Hazavah Shalehen." And it's a fact, it's a known fact, that all, when we calculate the lochas of Shabbos and the four amos, it's always a square, including the what you gain in the corners. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's a loch of Moshe Sinai, or I'm not sure how we know that, but that, he said that's a given fact. Okay. So really, theoretically, we can walk more than 8 amos. Because you can walk all the way to the corner,
right,
and then walk all the way
walk
back.
Around, like,
right, so that's going to be, Right, so it's, he's going to get, instead of being 8 amos, it'll be 10, it'll be 11 amos, 11.2. Okay, I will tell.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's much easier to measure a radius of 4
than a square
piece of string than to try and lay it out a square perfectly at 90-degree angles.
Yeah.
When does he have 11.2
amos to walk? 5.6.
He goes all the way to the corner. He's allowed to go. 4 amos means really 5.6 amos, because it's a square, not a circle. So you take a circle, you draw a circle which is 4, and you draw a square around it. So you gain in the corners. In each corner, you're going to gain something.
The circle's inside the square.
So you do that twice, 4 this way and 4 that way, you end up with
11.2.
Instead of walking 8 amos, you're walking over 11 amos. Okay, that's talking about the law of walking. I will tell some of the Yeshua Mazer, Pligi Raka Hiluk. This second opinion, which gives you 8 amos, is only arguing over here. I will tell you, regards the law of Sin and Shim and Tess of carrying. So for there you get 4 amos again with the corner, but you get your 5.6, but that's it. Finally, Abba Simon Shimon test the oisin arba amos shaber. The law is by Shazaram, you can't carry, stop and carry again. There's no din of pachas except for an exceptional case where there's a tremendous amount of loss, etc. So you're allowed to carry up to 4 amos. That's mutter the chachil. You're allowed to carry up to 4 amos. So, but to do it a second time, you can't. So that 4 amos shaber lo lechuli amos mutter latato v'alachson and afsher early yosim mechamish amos. And but everybody does accept the fact that the lachson is given to you. In other words, it's only 4 amos. How can you carry 5.6 amos up to 5.6? So that everybody agrees that that's a word. Okay, Sif Beis. Kolmokum shekida shalom ayon. The place the person was at the beginning of Shabbos. That's where you measure tchum. Now, however, we're going to add a kula. If a person's inside of something, an enclosed area, that counts as 4 amos. So you measure 2,000 amos beyond that. If that area was enclosed for the purpose of living in it, even though there's nobody living in it now, it's no longer the houses, it was enclosed and now all of the houses have been destroyed, there's nobody living there anymore. But it was built originally for the purpose of living inside of it. We count that as 4 amos. And therefore the person can walk all of that area, and then beyond that he starts counting his tchum. If it was enclosed, but it wasn't enclosed for the purpose of living in it, like we said before, there was no house in there. It was enclosed to be a field for other, for planting, etc., not for the purpose of living in it. Then we say atzasayim choshem kula karbamas. A field which is less than the area of sasayim, which is 50 by 100 amas, 50 amas by 100 amas. That's sasayim. A base saw, the area of a base saw is 50 by 50 amas, so a sasayim 2 saw would be 50 by 100. So if up to that size, we count that as 4 amas. We said before that, because up to that size, once it's enclosed, It's not for living purposes. We count that as a regular area of, for caring, etc., up to base of sign. Beyond base of sign, we count already like an open field. So it's open field. Not, we ignore the walls. But up to a smaller area which enclosed, we count that. Or, Mafilo Shavas Batel Gavoy, if you have a little bit of on top of a small hill, so it's like a plateau. So there's no walls above it, but there's walls beneath it. So that whole area that you're on top of it, if it's less than base osai, it's not made for dero, it's natural. So you, if it's less than base osayim, you count it as daladamas. If it's more than base osayim, then you don't. You become a katsura, or if you have a case of a field where the person started harvesting this field and he did it an interesting way, he left the edges, which had not been cut. So all around the edge, the perimeter of the field, there's still a wall. Because there's these, you have standing grass. In the middle, it's cut. So that functions like you're in this middle area and you have this wall around you. But it's, again, it's a natural wall. It's not made for living purposes. So up to the base of Sinai, it's considered like for Amos. Beyond that, not. Shibola Makipa, so it's, there's a place where you had the Kamas Kasura, and you have Shibolim standing. So you haven't cut that part yet. So up to correct. So you consider like Dalai Lama is up to the size of Beis Hassan. Okay. Mokum Padir Meshavir Yud Aleph. Gan Shashavas Beir. Shar Mokum Shokum Padir. A person started off Shabbos in a city or a place which is Hokum Padir. All the people have been removed. But the wall is still standing because we have to have a wall around there. Otherwise, you don't count it as Dalet Amos. So the wall is in, the city is in, the area is enclosed. It was made for living in, but and even if there's no the people, no nobody living there now. Even if it's large as the size of the city of Antuchia, which is very large. That's all Dalet Amos. And then you calculate your 2,000 Amos after that. And we'll see there's a little more to that also. Atzosai. Now, Imhoya Hekar, it wasn't enclosed for deer purposes. It was enclosed, but not for living. So you say, up to the size of Beis Hassayim, it's counted for Amos. Let's say it's more than that. So what do we say? We say, we'll say that, okay, the area enclosed is more than Beis Hassayim, so up to Beis Hassayim it's for Amos, and then after that you start counting. No, once the walls are beyond Beis Hassayim, this is an open field as far as we're concerned, so you start calculating your Dalet Amos, your tomb after Dalet Amos. So we give the person for Amos where he is, and then you start calculating 2,000 feet. The case of the plateau has to be at least 10 tefachim high, and the shibolim, the grain, the stalks which are still standing, which have not been reaped yet, harvested yet. He didn't cut the perimeter. Now we have a problem that they move in the wind. So as a machitza which moves in the wind, you know, we always discuss the gabitzuka, your walls flapping, etc. Something moves in the wind. Is that a valid machitza? Behusha kosher ashibolim yachad mebeinyan shein ruach mitsuya menido isan. It has to be that they've been tied together in such a way that the wind, an average wind, a common wind, would not make them move. Shkol machitza shiruach meinid oisa in a machitza. Because a machitza which moves in the wind is not about halachic status of a machitza. Now, we saw this before. We had the discussion how much moving is called moving. We had two opinions over there. One opinion was the Mishkas Yaakov, and the Shabur about the Mishkas Yaakov is that any movement is a problem. Any machitza which moves, we had actually the discussion in regards to the Mitzvah Peso. You have your Mitzvah Peso, so you have your string in the middle, so it moves in the wind. Now what? So does it have to be taught? So the Mishkas Yaakov said it has to be fully taught. It can't move in the wind at all, because the more means, anything which moves, your normal walls don't move in an average wind. So the halachic walls also cannot move in an average wind. It can't move at all. The Chazanisha, that was on the other extreme, the Chazanisha said as long as it doesn't move three tvachim, it's not a problem. So according to Mishkos Yaakov, your sukkah walls shouldn't be going anywhere in an average wind. And according to the Chazanisha, as long as they don't move more than three tvachim, you're okay. Right.
How to pull it tight.
How to pull it tight enough. Well, the Mishnah Berurah there came out to be machmir on the Mishkanos Yaakov. But, you know, it's a machloikus, you know, there's what to be relying on.
I always had trouble finding material that can be pulled tight enough.
Right. The Maisa, the Minigar of them is not to be machmir on the Mishkanos Yaakov. It's not, you know, I mean, if when possible, we don't hold it, he's ma'akev. As I spoke out then, when we got to that, there's a hard tzvi, the tzvi pesach frank, holds as long as it, even if it sags, as long as it doesn't reach within 10 tefachim of the ground anywhere along the way, you're okay. So that's a pretty big cooler. Because obviously that's going to lie, it's going to sway. Chashiv Erek Harbamas, Yud Zayin. Ba'avon Gavash, he has suya me'leo. So this, remember, the Chiddush we were saying, even though the person didn't close it, it was these are natural occurrences. The tail gavoya, or the grain which is there, as long as it's less than, as long as it's base asayim or smaller, it's kashu mechitza. The tail, alagav dein lo lamala hekif sviva, doesn't have any walls around it at all on top. That was a loch of tell me slaket that as long as there's these, you have an angle which is steep enough, which we two opinions how to calculate it. It's either it's about 25 degree angle or 28 degree. As long as it's that steep, we consider it as if it's an up and down wall. And then there's a loch that once the walls are there, the top of the area is also called enclosed. Okay, so that's if the fellow is standing out there in the middle of nowhere. Okay, Simon Shin Sadi Zayin. Din Shrisas Ayochid Bekelev Umahalach Apayim Am. Ubayyid Chesif. Aleph. Kol Adam Yesha Apayim Am Aluch Aruch. A person gets 2,000 Amas in any every direction. Chutz Mi'arba Amoiso beyond his 4 Amas. Oy Mi'amokam Sheshavas Bay. Or the area which he spent, which was enclosed, where she began Shabbos in. Mishabura Aluch Apayim Am. Vuhut Kanas Achamim. The loch of 2,000 amas is a din rabbana. The minatara mutter lahalok ad yud beis mil. The tchum of the Torah is 12 mil. So a mil is 2,000 amas. It means 12 times greater than the area the chachamim gave you is mutter minatara. The chachamim made it much smaller. Where do we get Yud Beis Mil from? Kishir Machli Yisrael B'Midbar Sheikh Zika Yud Beis Mil. Chazal Darshan, the Gemara says that Minashitim Adagogol, no, what's not the one possible? Mibesh Yeshimas, what's the one possible over there? Mibesh Yeshimas Adavel Shitim. So the Gemara says that one of the Maroim says he went to see that place and he saw that it measured 3 parsa. Parsa is 4 mil, so it's 12 mil. And it says the Morse that was the length of the whole Machli Yisrael from one end to the other was Yud Beis Mil, and it went both directions. It was a square.
Also,
it was set up as a square. Right.
When they moved,
there's
a square.
Right.
So that could be the source of
squares.
Squares that I asked earlier.
Maybe. Okay, now, can you see Al Yetzi Ish Mimikarmoy? V'hai Mimikarmoy Koyam Al Machna. So Chazal were Darsh, so the derisive Rosh was don't leave his place being the whole Machna is his place, so don't go beyond Yud Beis Mil. Now that is the first sheet that he brings over here that made a rice, so there's a din of Yud Beis Mil. You should know, however, even beyond Yud Beis Mil is not the Raisa. That Rosh is an Asmachto, it's not the Raisa. While Yetzi in all Azhar Linyan Hitzos Kalim Rishus Rishus. So the Pasuk of Al Yetzi Ishmael Makarmoy, Chazal Darshan, Al Yetzi, don't carry out. So they were discussing issue of carrying, not the issue of how far the person is allowed to walk. Now that's Machlok is Tanoim in the Gemara, Tin Rabbi Kiva in the Chachamim. And the Machlok is over here is how do we pass? And the Pasuk Rabbi Kiva holds there is Tchum Midaraisa. Tchum is Yud Beis Mil Daraisa. And the Chachamim say that it's not. Now, so how do we paskin? Because, I mean, there are cases where it'll be applicable, we'll see later on. So there was a Ramah later on in Siman Tav Dal, which Ramah seems to indicate that it's the, he paskins the Chumrah, that's the Raisa. Now, like the first opinion. Okay. Beis. This is 2,000 amas is beyond your arba amas. Chutz v'arba ma'aseh. The minhag shel adam b'chol mokum she'shevus hu arba amas k'eliyahu. Prisons, places for amas. Yishal b'yishapayim l'chol ruach. Then you calculate your 2,000 amas from there. Z'yochol l'halak v'imam yidus ragla v'apayim v'arba amas. So you really get prisons actually able to walk 2,004 amas. Or Mimakam Shabbos, but Pirush Dim Shabbos, Mimakam Mukam Machitza. The person started off Shabbos in an enclosed area. So Choshe Kulak Arba Amos, Yesh Apayim Masubi Amakam Mahu. So we say first of all that whole area is like 4 Amos, so however large that is, and then beyond that you start calculating your 2,000 Amos.
Why do you have to call an enclosed area equivalent to dollar Amos? It's enclosed, and therefore there is no calculation. Inside an enclosed area. The issue only becomes when you leave the enclosed area. So
why do we assume
that? No, when you said that the inside area is equivalent to his dalet amos, it moves around wherever he is.
No, the point is it's like his mokum. The idea of dalet amos is mokum, so the whole enclosed area becomes his mokum.
Maybe 100,000 square feet also as a
right, mokum. It has a loch of mokum, has a loch of his place.
Right.
So that's now you're.
Why do you have to, in that his place? Why does it have to be defined in terms of dalet amos?
Well, the case of the pasuk was Chazal darshan min karmai was Ayetish min karmai Chazal's drasha was dalet amos. We're saying, but the same idea, the same way Chazal understood, person gets his mokum first. So if I enclose something, that's also called your mokum. That's a chiddush.
It bridged it to the equivalent definition of dalet amos, even
right.
Though it's nothing to do with amos.
Correct. The point is, it's a idea of makom.
Yeah.
Let's just one. Let's do one more thing. Beis kiddush alav ayoyim bebika. So if any day at chum shabbos, a person was in an open area, bebika meaning an open fields, and he doesn't know exactly how much to calculate. Can't figure out how. You know, doesn't know what he doesn't. Doesn't have this phenomenal eagle eye. Doesn't know how much he's able to walk. What 2,000 amos are? So what does he get? So mahalak alpaim pesiyos spenin yesh. You're allowed to walk 2,000 average steps. Shem tchum Shabbos.
Whatever that means.
No,
his average step.
But yeah, and then you have to keep you have to count. If you want to keep going forward. You just keep a count.
That also goes by the person, like the 4 amos.
No, I don't think so.
Well, then if you have this midget, his.
Okay, good.
Or someone who's not even a major, someone who's on the short side, or someone who's extremely tall. Or, you know, someone 6'3", 6'4", is going to have a much better stride than someone who's 5'2".
Yes.
Isn't this more of a rule?
So we are going by the person.
But this is sort of a rule of thumb, if you don't
then,
have any way
how
to
else
measure.
Could it be? He's measuring based on his steps, so he's not going
to... Well, again, the person, obviously the person knows he's larger than the average person, so he'll have to compensate.
He
have to compensate, yeah.
The little guy,
so... Okay.
Counts one in Mississippi, too much. It takes 4 steps.
Yeah. It's a Simishibro Dali.
The individual is trying to estimate...
It's an estimation, right.
It can't be precise if you don't have any...
So first you get 4 amas, and then you get 2,000 amas. See, it's been anyway. So, we assume that the person's, the length of person's average length of a person's foot is a half an amo. Chatziyama hu bein regol to regol b'psiya bein anis. The average walk, when you walk forward, is 1 foot's length. So it's again a half an amo, so that gives you a total of an amo.
See, people even today, when they try to measure the distance, they'll say the average, they'll put one shoe in front of the other.
Yeah, but that
and
that's,
you assume it's about a foot.
But that's very different than stride. That's tremendously different than a stride.
Your question is what's the variation in strides of an average stride?
Good.
A 6'4" guy and a 5'1" guy.
It could be 20% variation.
Maybe more.
Now, Umayr Shud Tzarek Lelechaz Le'ezit Tzarek Shabbos. And Mishabur has grappled with the question. So the guy's measuring, he's doing an act of measuring on Shabbos. So are you allowed to measure on Shabbos? So Lelechaz, for mitzvah, you're allowed to measure. So the guy's walking forward for a mitzvah purpose. Mikir Medina Shal Mitzvah is considered the shori. It's considered a case of measuring for a mitzvah purpose, which is Mutzah, because Lebesim and Shinvav Siv Zayin. Take a look at the Bir Lelechaz, Psiya Bein Amirs. Uposhalim hu Adam Orech, Shepsiya Bein Amirs, hu Yersim Me'amra. It's obvious if a person is a tall person that his average step is more than an amo. The circle shar be'edam be'edam idalmi. He has to calculate according to the average person. We don't give a person more than 2,000 amos, and that's a standard amo. He would have to compensate and calculate less steps. V'chein poshut. The mu'adam nanos, should be a sub with soras, he was a short person, which his steps are shorter, and a masa kishirama, they're not an amma long. Yacholelech yosim alpaim, he gets more than 2,000 steps. Shachonor mara ba'adam bain, it's only an average person. Okay. Now, just tomorrow night, and...